and invite you to be seated. And then I'm going to ask some volunteers to come forward. I've talked to some people already today. It looks like we need maybe about 15. You don't have to speak. You have to hold a sign. So it is not a grand, dramatic experience on your part that you need to be some trained actor. For example, the first person will be the city of Jericho. So being a city of Jericho means, you'll be standing over here. Will somebody come and be the city of Jericho? Okay, come on. The next one is the city of Jerusalem. We need someone to stand and just be the city of Jerusalem. All right, Cece. Jerusalem's over here, in sort of in the back, because there's going to be an inn and an inn, not back. We need a man who's going to be beaten and robbed, but not for real. Somebody who can, all right, Pete. We need a person who's going to be the robbers. You may not beat up Pete, but you are going to come and be the robbers. Anyone? All right, she's going to be the robbers. Marilyn. She can't. No, I said you really can't beat up Pete. You really can't. Okay, I need a priest. Oh, you're going to be, well, you're in the back for now because you're just, priest. All right, Joy, you're a priest. Dressed appropriately for a priest. I also need a Levite who's also dressed this way probably. Okay, you come over here. Actually, Fred. Oh, you, then you're the Samaritan. All right, he's a Levite. A Levite is like an assistant to a priest, let's call it that. So, come on up. I need someone to be some bandages. It means when you're handed, it means that when some bandaging is taking place, you go near the person who's being bandaged. And you can just stand up here for now. I also need some wine and oil. Anyone love wine or oil? I caught you on that one. I didn't mean it. Luke's version of this call, in the text we're reading today, Luke calls it an animal. Sometimes it's called a donkey or a mule, but we just need somebody who can be an animal. All right, Mary. The next thing, while Mary's coming up, I need someone to be some coins. All right, Natalie. Here's, you can just go up there for now because you'll know when it's your part. Some coins. Now, we need an inn. Someone to stand, come on up. I need an inn and an innkeeper. Somebody in the back there? Can I have an inn and an innkeeper from the back? Come on. Okay. Okay, you can be the inn or the innkeeper, either one. Okay, you're the inn, and the inn is over in Jerusalem area, and the innkeeper, you're also by the inn, right? All right. So, now who has the coins, the oil, and the bandages? Now who, yes, and who in the story owns those things? Okay, so the Samaritan, you need to have bandages, wine and oil, and coins all near you. Wherever you go, they go with you. Because you're carrying them on your person, right? So you guys have to, wherever she goes, you guys have to go with her, okay? Oh, and we did this on Wednesday night, too. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. He said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man, was going down the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. So you're going to walk this way. Come on. And he fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Poor guy. Now, you robbers, you run away somewhere back in the, yeah. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal. And brought him to the inn. And took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, "Take care of him. And when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend." Now, which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. We'll just make a step. That's a little bit of what we did on Wednesday night. We spent an hour proclaiming the word to one another in various stories and in various ways.